Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 12 After the Hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. Very excited about Ruth Sherman being back on the show. Ruth is a great member of our Brain Trust, longtime member, one of our top communication experts in the Brain Trust. She's the author of Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away, which is a book that I pore over just so I can influence my children, my wife, my employees, my customers. And it works, my folks. When Ruth speaks, I listen. Ruth Sherman, welcome back to the show.
How are you, Jim? It's great to be with you.
Good to have you back, Ruth, as always. Thank you for being here. Ruth, one of the things I know you've been working on lately is the concept of how much fear gets in the way of you putting your best foot forward in the marketplace. Talk to us about what you've been doing.
You know, it's interesting you ask about that, Jim. I had a very telling experience just the other day. I had, we're all in the habit of responding in kind to clients and to others. People send us an email, they send us a text, an instant message, and we respond back to them by that same method. And this one time, somebody contacted me, and I decided for some strange reason, to pick up the phone and give this individual a call. And it was so fruitful to pick up the phone and call that person, and I realized that I had just been afraid to connect on a more direct level because I had gotten into such a habit of writing back and forth. But the fact is that connecting with this person on the phone, certainly connecting with somebody in person, if you have the time to do that, is much more powerful. But we've become very fearful of that for a lot of different reasons, and it was a real wake-up call for me.
Well, let me say that I do what you just said all the time. Of course, mm-hmm. Now I'm a baby boomer. We grew up using the phone, right? And I know you're a lot younger than me, but in my generation, Ruth, we used the phone, and that sounds like what you were doing. I my experience is exactly like yours. When somebody sends me an email, if they want something from me, I've never had anybody not act like they were glad to hear from me because I picked up the phone. It was always almost surprised, but pleasantly surprised that I actually would take the time to call them rather than just dash off a quick email.
There's no question about it. Let me correct you. I'm also a baby boomer, but you're right. There was no email, right? There was none of that stuff. So the way I was also trained was by phone and in person. But what I'm saying is, even as a baby boomer, I've gotten into some habits that aren't that good. And those habits, because the crowd does them, because it's really very difficult to resist the crowd, it's something to think about. And it's a way to cut through the clutter, number one. Mm-hmm. And it's number two, what I was going to say is it's a way to cut through the clutter. And number two, to connect with somebody in that way has much more meaning. It's much richer in meaning. In all kinds of ways than it is to put anything in writing, for example. So,
well, one thing I'd like to say to anybody out there, but Ruth, especially the younger generations, especially our Gen Y friends, the technology is wonderful. Us older folk are using it like crazy, but it is not a way of life. It is just one of your many tools. And when it comes to connecting with other people, you've got to include the voice and the face-to-face as two very powerful connecting, communicating tools. And you can't be afraid. You've got to, and if you are afraid to do those two things, to call or to show up, you got to get over that. What do you think, Ruth?
Yep, you've got to get over it. You've got to get some training. You've got to go to your mentor. You've got to practice, because practicing these things makes you get makes them easier. So there's certainly something to say about that.
Do you think some people are afraid to call? Do you think it's because I don't think it's because they don't want to talk to people, because obviously they talk to people all the time. But do you think it's because they think that maybe it's not acceptable that the person sent you an email, so they won't want to hear from you? They want to be connected by email. Is that what you mean by overcoming the fear?
I think that's a big part of it. And, you know, the truth is, Jim, that some people don't want to be called. They don't necessarily think they have the time. So there is a habit not only of sending information by email, but of receiving information by email or those other written means. Of course, with social media, that's also pretty much all written. So there is a tendency to believe that somebody else will not want to hear from you. But here's the thing. Here's the thing that everybody has to remember. We have been fooled into believing that written communication, email, etc., are more efficient, are quicker and more efficient, and that is very far from the truth. In fact, it is a much more efficient use of your time and your client's time to pick up the phone and call.
Right. Well, and you know, Ruth, what I will do is I'll start an email, and then I'll say, wait a minute, I don't even want to type all this out. I would rather, number one, say it, and number two, I want them to hear the inflection in my voice. I want them to hear my tone. I want them to hear how I feel about this, and maybe about them, how I feel about them. I want them to hear that, and they can't get that in an email.
No, they can't. There are no channels for that kind of communication in email. And what younger people should know is that when we're face-to-face, or certainly when we're voice-to-voice, there is a whole cascade of, very short, you know, fraction of a second reactions that we have when we are listening to the inflections of a voice or watching the facial expressions. It's really quite amazing. They're unconscious. We're not conscious of them, but we respond to them. You made a good point. You said it's about feelings. We want to know how somebody feels about us, and you cannot communicate that. There are no channels for that in writing.
And Ruth, as we go to a break here, I want to remind anybody out there who's thinking emoticon, ladies and gentlemen, emoticons are cute. Sometimes they work, but what they don't cover what Ruth and I are talking about. You can't solve this issue with an emoticon. And I have to say, Ruth, I'm very proud to say that I've never typed an emoticon into a business email in my life. So I'm not going to do that. Ruth Sherman, thank you for hanging in there with us. We're going to be right back with Ruth after these messages. 20 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.